Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Israel today, the weather is bright and sunny. It's a clear day across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the skies are also clear, offering a beautiful view of the coastline. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, 82-year-old Michael Katz, seriously injured by an Iranian missile in Haifa, has died from his injuries. He passed away earlier this morning, 3 months after the deadly strike. Also, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the U.S. has reimposed a naval blockade as President Trump threatens to increase strikes on Iran, demanding they negotiate. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes that United Airlines canceled a flight following a missile strike at Ben-Gurion Airport and will pay a family 24,000 shekels after they were stranded. Separately, YNET reports from earlier today that Yemen's fragile ceasefire faces a new test following Houthi strikes on Saudi Arabia. These strikes are linked to a dispute over an Iranian flight. And finally, I-24 News reports that Mladenov has rebuked Hamas for refusing to disarm and blocking Gaza reconstruction. Here's what people are saying online. YNET Global, posting just minutes ago, shared the sad news of Michael Katz's passing, noting he was a longtime Rafael employee and leaves behind a family. Emmanuel Miller, an Israeli commentator, wrote just now about Katz, lamenting another life lost to Iranian rockets. Joe Truzman reported earlier today on Rasank News, showing video footage of a U.S. strike on the Shahid Kalantari port in Chabahar, reportedly hitting the control tower once again. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the tragic passing of Michael Katz. Israel Hayom reports that Katz, critically wounded in a missile strike on a Haifa building, succumbed to his injuries this morning. This comes as tensions continue to simmer in the region, affecting civilian lives deeply. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, earlier today, the Times of Israel detailed how the U.S. has reinstated a naval blockade. President Trump is urging Iran to negotiate while hinting at future military actions. As negotiations stall, the region remains on edge with potential escalations. Meanwhile, regarding the United Airlines incident, Israel Hayom highlights the airline's decision to cancel flights due to security concerns after a missile strike near Ben-Gurion Airport. The affected family was compensated but faced significant travel disruptions, illustrating the wider impact on air travel. In Yemen, YNET reports that the ceasefire hangs by a thread after recent Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia. These strikes, linked to a broader dispute involving Iran, threatened to unravel years of fragile peace efforts. The situation poses significant risks for regional stability. Lastly, I-24 News covers Mladenov's criticism of Hamas for impeding Gaza's reconstruction. His rebuke underscores ongoing challenges in achieving peace and rebuilding efforts crucial for improving the lives of residents in Gaza. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that a legal advisor to the Finance Committee has accused its chairman of disrupting the committee's work, claiming recent votes are invalid. This highlights ongoing tensions within Israel's financial governance. Separately, YNET Business notes that Moody's has maintained Israel's credit rating at Ba1 with a stable outlook. The agency cites Israel's economic resilience amid geopolitical shocks, with positive growth forecasts if ceasefires hold. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Moody's warns the weakening of institutions continues to weigh on Israel's credit rating. This reflects ongoing security expenditures and geopolitical risks impacting economic assessments. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.